Oh, my, Maximo Torero. Okay, we were trying to get somebody from Action for Hunger. So
exactly.
we've given up on that, but I think we may have somebody better now. Yes, from the department. You're an economist.
I am the chief economist of FAO and assistant director general.
Okay, for the economic and social development, is that right?
Yes, I am the director of the economic and social development department. So it's called ESADG, and also the chief economist for the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations.
Right. Before my colleague starts asking you his questions, can I just ask you this? Is it this world hunger, this issue of world hunger, is that an economic problem? Is it because of inadequate distribution?
I think it's a complex question what you are asking. I don't think it's only an economic problem. I think it's a combination of an ethical and an economic problem. Why? Because economists, normally what they will be looking at is at ways in which economies can grow more. And we know that growth creates increasing inequality. And that's the famous Kuznets theory. Up to a certain point, and then when you grow after a certain period of years, inequality will start going down. Now, the problem we are facing today is that we are up to a point that we cannot grow without looking into inclusive growth. Because if not, we are going to keep facing the numbers that we are facing today, 820 million people hungry, 2 billion people that doesn't have regular access to safe and nutritious sufficient food. So I think it's a combination of both. There is an ethical decision combined with an economic way of how to do it in the best possible way so that we are able to achieve SDG 2, which is elimination of hunger in the world.
So we can't put this at the door of capitalism.
No, I think this is not an issue of capitalism or not capitalism.
Exploitation of the poorer nations of the world.
No, this is an issue of how we can do our best to achieve elimination of hunger. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense that every day we have so many people, every hour, so many people dying of hunger. Mm. And we need to find solutions to that. And that's our job, that's our target and our objective. Mm. How we can do it in the best possible way so that minimize potential trade-offs, minimize potential risks, that's what we need to worry about. But the target is elimination of hunger.
Of course. And that nicely leads on to actually the first of my questions is that what is the actual kind of aim and mission of the Food and Agricultural Organization, and how, like you said, how are you helping defeat world hunger?
So our mission of FAO is a food and agriculture organization. And our major goal is to achieve SDG 2 and SDG 1, no, elimination of hunger and of extreme poverty. Why? Because hunger is across urban-rural areas. It's the food part to have access and available of high quality of food. But on the other hand, there is no way we can achieve that if we don't eliminate extreme poverty. And extreme poverty is mostly in rural areas. And the major activity in rural areas is agriculture.
Yeah.
So our job is to try to achieve both. And that, of course, is interlinked to the other SDGs, especially to sustainability, to environment, and so on and so forth. So what we have today, for us, the problem that we are facing today in the world is like a balancing act, no? So you need to have enough food to feed people for 2050. No? You need to increase in 40 or more percent the level of calories in the world to be able to achieve that. And we are confident that we will be able to do that, okay? We are confident that food will be available. That shouldn't be a problem. The problem is how we distribute the food.
Of course.
So that everybody has access to it. And right now we see even within countries that there are areas of the country that you have a lot of food and areas that you don't have food.
Yeah.
And that cannot be possible. We need to find a solution. The second issue is that if we are able to succeed in providing the food, we need to understand that this is creating jobs. Mm-hmm. This is creating jobs which are inclusive of gender and is creating development in the rural areas. But on the other hand, we have to be careful that we are not producing too much emissions that will create a problem on climate change.
Yeah.
So we need to be careful on that sense. And then we now understand also that it's not just providing food to people, it's also providing quality of food, nutritious food, because we have a problem of overweight and obesity together with the hunger issue. Overweight and obesity is even growing faster than the levels of hunger. So it's a dual problem together that could create significant issues. So It's a balancing act between enough food, quality of food, having understanding that this will create jobs and employment in rural areas, especially two great jobs for the youth, especially in Africa. And but we need to be careful of the environment. And that, in a constrained world where we have a problem of accessibility to good soils, restricted access to water, and climate change, which is increasing variability and extreme situations, which makes all the balancing act very complex to achieve. So that's our aim. That's what we are trying to do at FAO. But we cannot do it alone. We have to do it with all the other players to be able to achieve this.
And obviously you talked about kind of, you know, having nutrient-rich food and the quality of food. And obviously, as we know, undernutrition contributes to poor health and death. So how is the FAO kind of helping achieve, you know, food security and ensuring people have, you know, that high quality food that they need to help lead healthy lives?
So what FAO is working on, because what we have found is that the issue is not, as I said before, availability. It's also an issue of quality, no, of the food. Yes, undernourishment, especially in the first 1,000 days and even more, if kids are not well nourished, even when they are in the belly of the mother, until the 1,000 days, they could have effects in the future. The brain could be damaged. They will have less cognitive ability. So we are affecting our future generations if we don't nourish them properly. On the other hand, overweight and obesity is affecting the future cost for the government because it will create non-communicable diseases like diabetes and so on and so forth. And that creates a significant cost for the social security of the countries, which if you bring to today, it could be a significant. So both of them have extremely important potential cost to society. And we need to tackle both of them. Now, what FAO is trying to do, the role of FAO is trying to bring information, trying to bring data to show what is happening today. FAO publishes a flagship publication called The State of Food Insecurity and Nutrition, the SOFI report, where we bring how the SDG indicators on undernourishment, on overweight and obesity are in the world, so that people understand. And what we are saying today is that instead of decreasing, we are basically at the same level in the last 3 years, and the number is increasing. We also bring information to countries on what can be done to resolve the bottlenecks that they face to be able to achieve the potential they can achieve with the resources they have today. And that's what we call today a hand-in-hand approach. Mm-hmm. It's basically trying to work with all the poorest countries, the left behind, the least developed landlocked, the least developed small islands, the big countries in food crises, and the large populated countries like Nigeria, Bangladesh, where you have huge spots of extreme poverty and undernourishment, how we can work with them to help them release the constraints they face today in areas where agriculture could be a solution.
Yeah.
Given, say, agricultural, fisheries, livestock, or forestry, but also looking at the areas where other options could be there, and how we can provide safety net to them to minimize the potential risk in the current point. So that's the way we operate. We operate at the country level and at the regional level, and we're trying to bring solutions and bring together in partnerships the needs of the countries with the donors so that we can try to supply. But this is an important challenge. And our hope is to be able to change the negative trend that we are facing today of hunger, not trying to make what we call to put again the train of SDG 2 on path, meaning that hunger starts to reduce again rather than stay where it is or increase it.
Of course. And to the end, you know, to help, how can we, you know, help support the FAO and really play our part in ending world hunger?
I think for the best way to help us is to help us to promote the results that we are bringing, the evidence that we are bringing to the world, so that people realize of what are the issues and what are the problems. So, for example, we also produced a report called the SOFA, State of Food and Agriculture. And this year, the report was on food loss and waste. And we finally came up with a clear method on how to estimate the indicator on food loss. And what we found is that food losses by itself, not food, so losses is from post-harvest to the wholesale market. Mm-hmm. And waste is from the retail to the consumer.
Yeah.
Okay, so FAO, before, in 2011, they issued this important report saying that food loss and waste was one-third of the production. But we never look into detail in what was the loss part and what was the waste part. And now we know, for example, that the loss part is 14%, which is a significant number. So 14% of our food is being lost. Okay, that affects consumers, that affects producers, affect the environment, because we use natural resources to produce that 14%. And there is another part, which is the waste part, okay, which is still UNEP has to come with a number. Yeah. But the point we're trying to say here is that there is so much we can do only with that topic and with the information we have and that we are supplying through this report, that the governments can start to change the way they operate to try to minimize those losses, which could be a big difference to the availability of food in the world.
Yeah. So, Mr. Max Matura, thanks very much for joining us here on The Breakfast Show at The Voice of Islam. Thanks very much for your time.
No, a real pleasure.
No, thank you very much.
A pleasure to join you.
Thank you.